Hi, this is Pastor Mike Shingler from Hope Presbyterian Church in Syracuse, and I am your pastor for the day. 1 John 1, 6-9 reads, "If we say we have fellowship with him while we walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus his Son cleanses us from all sin. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." 1 John was a message from the Apostle John to Christians who were confronted with destructive false teaching about Jesus and the gospel and what it means to be a Christian. And one of the main reasons John wrote this letter was to reinforce the truth to them so that they could have assurance that they truly were Christians, that they knew the truth and had fellowship with God. In this passage, John ties this issue of fellowship with God and with one another to our attitudes concerning sin. And there are really two things John says are completely incompatible with fellowship with God. First, since God is light and in him is no darkness, if we walk in darkness, we can't have fellowship with him. And John uses the imagery here of darkness versus light to contrast sin with righteousness, and also falsehood with truth. And those ideas go together because someone who walks in the darkness has a life characterized by sin rather than righteousness. But that person also has a false assessment of sin. They are not letting the truth of God's word instruct them, so they are walking or living in sin, not recognizing it for what it really is. They are not seeing sin in its real character as that which is contrary to fellowship with God and something to be avoided. So that is one error. If we are Christians, we cannot simply go on living in sin and practicing sin as if it's no big deal. The other error, though, is in verse 8. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. In other words, to claim that we are sinless, that we don't have a sin issue, is to live in the darkness of deception and deny the real truth of the gospel. Now, even for Christians, we can struggle with this temptation. We may not deny that we have sin altogether, but we are tempted to minimize the reality of our sin. We sometimes tend to make excuses for our sin, or we try to deflect the blame somewhere else. The answer to all of this is found in verses 7 and 9. If we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus his Son cleanses us from all sin. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. To walk in the light means that we expose our hearts and lives to the penetrating truth of God's word. If we walk in the light of his truth, it will expose our sin for what it really is. Now that can be uncomfortable for us. But then we can confess our sins, which means we will agree with the verdict of God's word concerning them, without excuses and without trying to minimize the seriousness of our sin. This is one thing that characterizes the true Christian, the fact that we confess our sins. We don't deny the reality of our sin. We confess it in the full light of God's word. The gospel assures us then that Jesus, God's Son, has already shed his blood for our sins. God is faithful to his word of promise when he forgives us our sins, and he is just in forgiving our sins because Christ already paid the penalty for our sins on the cross. And so we are freed to live in the full light of God's truth concerning our sin and God's answer to our sins. As we do this, we can be assured that we have fellowship with God and with one another. This is Pastor Mike Shingler from Hope Presbyterian Church in Syracuse, your pastor for the day. May you have a blessed day in the Lord Jesus Christ.